Well, here we are. It is Thursday evening, and you are listening to Money Matters with Marianne. And I'm Marianne. So we get to hang out for the next hour, and we get to talk about money-related topics. Now, I don't have a specific topic picked out for tonight. Instead, I have kind of a smorgasbord of tips. So really, the kind of the highlight of things that have crossed my path this past week or two that I thought were really great tips to share, or someone else's, you know, experiences to share, because let's face it, we can all learn not only from ourselves, but from others and what they're doing and what's working and not working. So that's what we're going to do this evening. Now, I also brought in my Oracle deck of cards, and I have a few picked out, so I am going to pick those randomly throughout the show and just see what kind of message we have, generally speaking, about our finances, your finances, and just some tips to, you know, as always, have happy, healthy finances, because that is the purpose of this show. So that's what we're doing this evening. All right. And of course, we are going to play some great tunes as well. So I've got those lined up, and I'll share those in a little bit. But I'm going to kick things off with our Money Funny. So in keeping with our, you know, theme of starting things off with a little joke, here's one that I came across for this week. Earman Jones was assigned to the induction center, where he advised new recruits about their government benefits, especially their GI insurance. Now, I actually don't know what GI insurance is, so maybe I'll look that up, but it's not that relevant to the joke. The joke's still funny without me knowing. It wasn't long before Captain Smith noticed that Airman Jones was having a staggeringly high success rate selling insurance to nearly 100% of the recruits he advised. Rather than ask about this, the captain stood back in the back of the room and listened to Jones' sales pitch. Jones explained the basics of the GI insurance to the new recruits and then said, "If you have GI insurance and go into battle and are killed, the government has to pay $200,000 to your beneficiaries. If you don't have GI insurance and you go into battle and get killed, the government only has to pay a maximum of $6,000. Now," he concluded, "which group do you think they are going to send into battle first?" I thought that was really cute. So, because it took a twist there at the end, right? Didn't go where we thought it was going to go. Well, it didn't go where I thought it was going to go. So there's a little Money Funny just to kick things off. So I think what I'll do is I'm going to start by picking one of my cards and see maybe if there's kind of a general message or general theme of finances throughout the show before I get into the money part and then get into the specific advice part. So the card that I picked is To the Sea. And I'll describe it a little bit for you because, of course, this is a radio show and you can't see it. And so it has this this gal, this little fairy gal, and she is sitting in a boat and she's going out to sea. And on the front of the boat, there is a an arrow, like a compass, so pointing to the directions. And in the back of the boat, there's a there's a set of binoculars mounted to the boat. So this is kind of a fun little card, especially to pick when we're here in beautiful Hubbards, Nova Scotia, where certainly we get our share of, you know, ocean and boats and all of that. And so here's what I get from this card with respect to our finances. And I love that the first thing that really jumps out at me is where these two items are on the boat. And so we have the compass on the front and we have the eyeglasses on the back. And that's very relevant to your finances, because if you want to have successful finances, happy, healthy finances, you need to have a clear idea of what direction you're going. And so this can go into talking about goals, setting goals, you know, determining what it is that you want to do, where you want to be financially. And that's really the start of it. Very important. But it's also important to be the observer of your life. And so the binoculars are pointing backwards. And to me, that's kind of in the past behind you. You're moving away from it, but you don't want to necessarily just forget everything that's happened in the past, because there's a lot of great learning opportunities. And in fact, that is what we're going to share tonight, is kind of that looking back stuff, because when people come in to talk to me, they're often talking about what they've done and mistakes they've made, you know, or successes, but just with the nature of my business, it's typically mistakes or lessons that mistakes have been made, lessons have been learned. So, but the other thing that I take from this card to the sea, because this person is in a vast ocean, you know, surrounded by water, is kind of like taking your worries, your financial worries, your financial woes out to sea, kind of out into that vast universe and just kind of letting them go and letting them float away. What I mean by that is that you don't get stuck into the muck of your finances. So if you're currently in a situation that's not serving you well, then my advice is don't get stuck in that, but really step out of that, rise above that, and then with those two sides, look ahead at what your goals and objectives are, but also look back and learn from what's happened. Wow, that was a great card to start the show off with. And I think, you know, that's pretty much going to be our theme tonight. There you go. Basically learning from the past, but letting it go and moving on. All right. So who do we have coming up? We have, or I have, David Miles, Simple Pleasures. And I love this song because it's all about just enjoying really the simple things in life. And I think it's really easy for us to get caught up in, you know, again, kind of get caught up in the muck and, you know, wanting more and, you know, doing more and living a life beyond what our income supports, which can lead to a lot of stress in our lives. So that's a great song. And then Emerson Drive is going to follow that up with the Just Got Paid. And that's just a happy song for everyone. So hopefully there's some paydays happening today and tomorrow. I have to wait next week for mine, but that's okay. I have good budgeting skills, so I should be able to make it. Anyway, enjoy these couple of songs and I will be back to start our chat on what you can do to ensure you have the best finances you can have.
Drinking margaritas. Sitting in the sun, counting up my worries, can't think of one. How'd I get so lucky? Lucky, lucky me. I'm a man of simple pleasures. I've got everything I need. For the weekend to have a good time. Don't need permission to let myself unwind. How'd I get so lucky? Lucky, lucky me. I'm a man of simple pleasures. I've got everything I need. I don't need fancy car. I'll take my bike around town. I'll take a cab to the bar. I don't need to live on a beach. I got the sun right here. I got a beer within reach. I don't need that house on the hill. That's never been my style and it probably never will. I don't need to drink fine wine. I'd rather save up my money, spend it on free time. More free time, more free time. Whoa, 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 whoa. People think I'm crazy.
Crazy people.
Whoa, 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 way out of whack. But I ain't lazy.
I ain't lazy.
I'm just really laid back. How'd I get so lucky? Lucky, lucky me. I'm a man of simple pleasure. I've got everything I need. Oh, how'd I get so lucky? Lucky, lucky me. I'm a man of simple pleasure. I've got everything I need.
redneck grease stain on my blue collar. Friday and I'm down to my last dollar. Still got 8 hours, but I'm ready for the weekend. Lunch break halfway and I'm still moving. Missed call, voicemail, baby, what you doing? Call me back cause your man's got a plan for the weekend. Well, I just got paid and I'm on my way to the back of the bank line. Got the stub in the dash, a pocket full of cash, picking up my sunshine. She hops on in, sugar in a grin, sweet as she can be. And we're on our way, it's all okay, cause I just got paid. And I just got paid. Turn to concrete city limits. Spend a half day's pay in a couple minutes. We like to take it to town and throw it down on the weekend. Run around on the boulevard bar hopping. Throw it in the bag, no more window shopping. Anything you want, girl, you got it on the weekend. Well, I just got paid and I'm on my way to the back of the bank line. Got the stub in the dash, a pocket full of cash. Of my sunshine. When she hops on in, sugar in a grin, sweet as she can be. And we're on our way, it's all okay, cause I just got paid. And I just got paid. Got paid and I'm on my way to the back of the bank line. Got the stub in the dash, a pocket full of cash, picking up my sunshine. When she hops on in, sugar in a grin, sweet as she can be. And we're on our way, it's all okay, cause I just got paid. And I just got paid.
Join me Monday nights, 8 to 10, Strange Conversations with Rafe. Up-and-coming East Coast and Canadian music, all those songs you love to sing along to, sometimes over the top, but always on the down low. Strange Conversations with Rafe, Monday nights, Cove FM.
And there you have it, our two tunes to kick off the show tonight. So I love in the first one, Simple Pleasures. Well, first of all, he said he doesn't spend money on fine wine. And my first thought was, no, I can't not spend money on fine wine. Then I realized that the wine I buy is usually between $10 and $15 a bottle. And it's just fine to me. So I don't need to spend $50 on a bottle. And so... and then saving the money to spend on time, which I thought was a really great statement, because let's face it, that's one thing money can't buy, right, is time. And you have to, it's a currency that you have to spend wisely, because once it's gone, it's gone. Unlike money, which flows and constantly comes and constantly goes. Hey, little rhyme. There you go. All right. So I'm going to kick things off with our topic, which is not a topic, but basically a mix match of just things, thoughts from the week. So the first one is, so I wrote down, don't ignore old debt. And where do I want to go with this? Anyway, sometimes I just make these little scratches and I got to remember what my story is. Oh, so yeah. Okay. So this person had contacted me because they had done what a lot of young people do in life, which is, you know, just kind of, I don't know, get in trouble, not pay debt, whatever. Life takes twists and turns. You incur debt out of university and, you know, maybe don't finish university, or maybe you don't get that job that you were planning, or the job you do get doesn't pay as much as you thought it would. And then you have the cost of living and, you know, life just doesn't always go according to plan. So this person had $2,000 in debt originally, not a lot of debt, right? $2,000. And now the debt was up to over $4,000, because it hadn't been paid for years and it sat in collections and accumulated interest. So even $4,000, you might think, well, that's not a lot of debt. But if there's one thing I've learned, debt is relevant. You know, it's all relevant to the person's situation. It doesn't matter if it's $2,000, $20,000, or $200,000. If you can't pay it, you can't pay it. The stress is exactly the same when the collection calls come in. And it's really trying to, you know, go on with your life knowing that you owe this debt. So like we talked about when we kicked off the show, you know, just kind of drawing you back, keeping you kind of stuck in the muck. And it's, you know, and it's stressful no matter who you are or how much you owe. So I wrote down don't ignore old debt, because this is what happens with it. It accumulates very quickly. And once the interest starts to get added, you can end up owing a huge amount of debt. Now, there's nowhere that I see this more than with money owing to Canada Revenue Agency. And that's certainly a timely topic because we are coming into tax season. In fact, on the 22nd of this month, I have a very good friend and business associate joining me here on the radio, Maureen from Amarac Financial. So she's going to hang out with me that evening. We're going to talk about taxes. We're going to talk about RRSPs and tax-free savings account and tips on doing your taxes and all that fun stuff. So back to the point I was making. Marianne, get on track. And that is, so nowhere, I haven't seen this anywhere more than Canada Revenue Agency. So I actually was dealing with a lady recently who originally owed Canada Revenue Agency, CRA, $11,000. And that debt has ballooned to $60,000. Started at 11, now it's 60. And that's because of penalties and interest and late filing fees. And wow, it's a huge chunk of debt, right? So don't ignore old debt. If you have debt out there, you think you have it, you're not sure, you're, you know, kind of scared to dig it up, you don't want to make waves, maybe no one's contacted you, so you don't want to kind of ruffle their feathers and get them looking at you again, what I can tell you is the debt very often doesn't go away. And if it's in with collections, typically it keeps getting reactivated and it does come up to bite you in the, you know what, at some point in the future. So it's not a bad idea to check it out and see where you stand with that. And I know some people think there's a statute of limitations with debt collection. And there kind of is, but only in the sense that creditors can't take legal action against you after a certain period of time, but they can still try to collect from you and they can still report to your credit bureau, which can cause you a lot of grief and havoc. So that was number one. All right. Number two, get out of debt free card. So I wrote that down because I was talking to, actually, it was the same person. So this person with $4,000 in debt. So they were looking at what are my options. And they were asking about bankruptcy. And, you know, certainly they could have filed for bankruptcy and the $4,000 debt would go away and they'd, you know, they'd have to do some things during that period and it would cost them a little bit of money and the bankruptcy would stay on their credit record for 6 years. And so what we talked about is, because this was a fairly young individual who was really just kind of starting his life in terms of relationship, etc. And what we talked about is, you know, I kind of referred to the declaring bankruptcy kind of as your get out of debt free card. And I say that tongue in cheek because I'm certainly not promoting that people just don't pay their debt. But what I meant for him is that you didn't know where life is going to take you. And so 10 or 15 or 20 or 30 or 40 years from now, that's what I was saying to him, you could be calling me or someone like me because you started a business and it failed, or you are diagnosed with a terminal illness and you can't work anymore. In other words, something drastic could happen in your life where you really need to talk to a trustee because there's going to be really, you know, major dire consequences, like, you know, losing your home or, you know, whatever, big things, right? And so that's the time really when you want to look at bankruptcy, not necessarily now with $4,000 of debt. And so we talked about other options and what he could do to clear that debt. So those two were kind of connected. So I'm going to share one more and then we'll get some tunes going here. And so the third one is, so I wrote down, I don't look at my accounts. And I run into this a lot where we don't we don't necessarily look at our statements anymore. And I'm going to share a little tidbit on that about my personal situation a little later. I think I shared it last week. I'm going to share an update. But in this particular situation, I was talking to a lady, and she mentioned that there was a $140 monthly charge on her credit card statement, and she, or her bank statement, sorry, $140 a month came out every month, $140, and she didn't know what it was for. She had no idea what it was for. And so that just prompted me to remind all the, you know, my listeners out there and you know, clients, et cetera, and myself, that you want to look at your accounts. And that's getting a little more challenging these days because our accounts are, our statements are not coming in the mail. Right? They're electronics. You have to actually pull them up and look at them. So if you don't get your statements mailed to you, then make a point of going in and reviewing them regularly just to see what's on there. And if there's something and you don't know what it is, investigate it and find out. And that is also true for one-offs, you know, credit on your credit card statement, there's a charge and you don't remember what it's for. And maybe it's a purchase you made and you forgot about. But what if it isn't? And I've had that happen a couple times. I've investigated it, figured out it wasn't anything I ordered, and they reversed the charges. And I never would have known that if I hadn't looked at my statements. So there you go. So those are our first three things that came up that I wanted to share with you so that hopefully it will give you some tips, techniques, and guidance for yourself or others you know on their finances. All right, enough of talking. Let's move into some more music. So I do have the weather's coming up momentarily. But before that, we have Broken Heart Buddy, Old Man Ludke. I'm saying that right. And that qualifies for my money theme song just simply because it has the word broke in it, which is actually broken. But hey, that's okay. We can stretch it a little bit. And then I'm going to follow up with that up with a fun little song, one of my favorites, which is ABBA, Money, Money, Money. And we all know why that one fits. So enjoy these and listen to the weather. And I'll be back to share another few tips with you in a little bit.
The Masthead News, now online. Go to www.themastheadnews.ca to read each edition of The Masthead. That's www.themastheadnews.ca.
My horse is in the stable, my coat hangs on the wall. Got a broken heart, buddy, that's all. A house is not a home when your love's a shopping mall. A broken heart, buddy, that's all. You turn me on and off again like a water spout. A broken heart, buddy, that's all. But everything that I hold dear is slowly leaking out. A broken heart, buddy, that's all. But all my friends mock me for sitting on the wall. A broken heart, buddy, that's all. But while they might be laughing, they don't know the half of the way that I feel when you call. And you say, honey, don't you love me at all? Well, you took my goose and cooked it, and then you overlooked it. A broken heart, buddy, that's all. You won my time, you booked me, but then you went and shook me. A broken heart, buddy, that's all. But all my friends mock me for sitting on the wall. Got a broken heart, buddy, that's all. But while they might be laughing, they don't know the half of the way that I feel when you call. And you say, honey, don't you love me at all? Sometimes I get so angry, I'm wailing at the wall. A broken heart, buddy, that's all. In my heart of hearts, I know we were over in the fall. A broken heart, buddy, that's all. But all my friends mock me for sitting on the wall. A broken heart, buddy, that's all. But while they might be laughing, they don't know the half of the way that I feel when you call.
say, honey, don't you love me at all? You say, honey, don't you love me at all?
Cove FM Weather.
Cove FM Weather is brought to you by The Medicine Shop, 3622 Hammonds Plains Road in Upper Tantallon. For Thursday night, mainly cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries late in the evening and overnight. Wind northwest, 20 kilometers an hour, becoming light overnight, and a low of minus 8. For Friday, a mix of sun and cloud with a few flurries beginning late in the afternoon. Wind becoming southwest, 20 kilometers an hour in the afternoon, and a high of minus 1. For Friday night, flurries amounts 2 centimeters. Wind southwest, 20 kilometers an hour, with a low of minus 3, and the temperature rising to 0 by morning. For Saturday, cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries or rain showers, and a high of plus 3. And for Sunday, periods of rain, and a high of 6.
Currently, it's minus 6 degrees at Cove FM.
You can check the weather anytime online at covefm.com.
Did you know the flu virus can travel 2 meters through the air? Have you had your flu shot? It's not too late. Your pharmacist is the most convenient and accessible person to get a flu shot from. Immunization is the best way to prevent the flu. Visit Melanie at the Medicine Shop in Upper Tantallon for your flu shot today. It's free and no appointment required. The Medicine Shop, your health, our priority. Located at 3622 Hammonds Plains Road. Open 9:30 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. 820-0392.
Community owned and operated. This is 88.7 Cove FM.
So there you go. That was ABBA, Money, 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 and prior to that, Broken Heart Buddy. So while I was listening to the Broken Heart Buddy song, I heard in the song Shopping Mall, which I don't think I knew was there. And so, hey, that qualifies for a money song too. So if I haven't mentioned it before, I'm always looking for new songs, and some can be obvious, but it's the in obvious ones that sometimes get missed. So if you hear a song and you hear anything in that song that has anything to do with money or credit or debt or finances or spending or saving or any of those things, then just make a note of it. Or if you have Shazam on your phone, Shazam it for me and send the information off to me. And if you have a song that you want played during the show, you can always call me here at the studio at 902-858-2077. Or if you have a money topic that you'd like me to talk about or some advice that you'd like me to share on the air, you can call that in as well. Or you can always email at studio@covefm.com and I'll keep an eye on the email during the show as well. All right, so let's go back to our tips, our little smorgasbord of tips. So I did the first three. I have three more to share with you. So number four. Well, this one I thought was really interesting. So I wrote down grief counseling for a lottery win. And so basically that came up because I was reading something recently where someone had actually gone for grief counseling after they won the lottery. And I think that's really important because, well, first of all, how many of us play the lotto in hopes that we'll get that big win and pay off our debt? And I actually have people say that to me all the time. And, hopefully I'll win the lottery and play to try to do that. So, you know, here's a story about someone who won the lottery and actually had to go and get grief counseling because their life had changed so much and they lost their friends. And I just think that really, you know, highlights the point that money can't buy happiness. And we think it's going to fix all our woes, but generally speaking, it does not. Doesn't mean you can't have some fun and do some stuff. And, you know, maybe you wouldn't be that person that it would impact that way. But, you know, it just buys you a whole host of challenges, right? And, potentially problems. So life is really about being happy now and being happy where you are and being happy with what you have. And that doesn't mean you don't do anything, you know, about your finances. You don't work or strive to, you know, have whatever fancy things, whatever that is to you. It just means that you don't pursue those things with an objective of them making you happy. So you want to drop the "I'll be happy when ... attitude, because that that just leads you down the wrong path. All right, so number five, what do we have here? Struggling to pay debt you can't afford and see no way of ever paying it is like staying in a bad marriage. All right. So I put that down because, again, what I often see, and I know this is true, and I know people who have done this, and I've done this, what I often see is that, you know, people will just keep struggling and struggling and struggling. And, you know, I incurred this debt. I did it. I spent it. I need to pay it. And so, you know, give up everything else in their life to just pay. And again, I'm an advocate of paying your debt. I'm not an advocate of not paying your debt, but I'm a bigger advocate of living a life that supports you and a healthy life. And so if you're, you know, digging yourself into an early grave because of the amount of stress you're carrying from a situation that you can't handle, that doesn't make any sense. And so I equated it to staying in a bad marriage. And again, I'm an advocate of working it out and working through. I've been married for 20 years. And if my honey's listening, he knows we've had our ups and downs and we've worked through a lot of them. And there's more to come because that's just the way life goes. But at some point, you have to make a decision about, you know, your overall well-being. And so if you're carrying a heavy debt load and there's no way, there's nothing that's going to change that's going to get you out of that, you have to ask yourself, you know, how long am I going to suffer with this debt? And so it's no different than, you know, staying in a bad marriage where, you know, it's dysfunctional, not serving you or serving either of you. You know, why would you put yourself through that? So a little analogy that came up that I wanted to share. Okay, my personal story. I think last week I shared that I was going through some statements, and so this goes back to watching your statements, and I had written down the interest rate on all my different pieces of credit, and so I had a line of credit, and I'd written down 6.7% or something, and I decided I'd start checking in because the interest rates are changing and adjusting, and I wanted to see how they were changing on my line of credit, credit card, etc. And so I checked in, and I was shocked to see that my interest rate was not 6.7% and hadn't gone up by 1 or 2 points, but it was like 12 or 13%. And I'm like, what the heck happened? So I went online, and fortunately all my statements are there. And I found out that it had increased in 2015, shamefully admitting that, and I had never noticed. Shame on me, right? And so anyway, I went to the bank and I said, what happened? Why, you know, when did this increase? And I kind of knew why. I mean, I'd had a rough patch during that time. And I know that if you get behind in your payments or you, you know, go over your limit or whatever, they'll adjust your interest rate automatically. I knew that. And so that's what had happened in 2015, went through a little blip, a little financial blip. And I obviously missed a payment or was late or went over my limit or whatever happened. They automatically adjusted my rate to almost double. So here's the thing I find fascinating, that, and by fascinating, I mean discouraging and depressing. So your rates automatically adjust it when you, you know, when you don't pay the way that you're supposed to pay. It's automatically adjusted up. However, I had had great payment history. You know, at some point after that, things got better and I'd maintained payments and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And my rate was never automatically adjusted down. I had to go to the bank and I had to ask. And so I was told that, you know, yes, absolutely, we can adjust it down. And it takes about, I think they told me 6 weeks or 2 months or 3 months, which is crazy because you can put it up in a day. Anyway, that was my little story. Another reminder to watch your statements. And I do recommend that you go through every piece of credit you have. So mortgages, lines of credit, home equity loans, credit cards, whatever it is, make a list of it. How much you owe, what the interest rate is, and, you know, date that so you can put in a spreadsheet if you want to get fancy, and notebook if you don't. And just check in every once in a while. Maybe you don't want to do it every month. Maybe check in once a year or every 6 months or every quarter. But make that part of your financial house cleaning so that you are on top of it. And if you're in a situation where you've missed payments or you've maxed out your credit and your rates have increased, call the company and ask them what you need to do to get your rate back down, and then do that and then call them and get your rate down. Don't rely on them to reduce your rate because they ain't gonna do it. So that was my little not very proper English there. So there you go. Those are the other three things that I had that I wanted to share with you. All right. So at the beginning of the show, I picked an oracle card just to see what kind of message we had about our finances, just generally speaking for the show. And it was about looking forward and, you know, setting goals and objectives, but looking back and learning lessons and, you know, just being in the vast openness and not getting pulled down into the muck. So now I'm going to pull, so I have another card here and I'm going to basically ask the question, like, you know, how do we get to that next step with our finances? And let's see what the card says. Oh my. And the card says mending. And so the picture is two little fairy angel girls are sitting and they have their needles and thread and they have this little banner thing and they're sewing it and they're mending it. So that's certainly a very relevant card to what we just talked about. So, you know, how do you get kind of from one place to the next? And you mend it, you fix it, you figure out where the rips and tears are, you figure out where the holes are, you figure out what's not working in your finances. And this isn't just about if things are bad financially, you know, like you're going in the hole and not paying your bills. This is also about if you're not where you want to be right now and, you know, you're not on a plan to get there, you're not sure that your plan's going to work. And so mending is all about looking at the fabric and looking at the quality of it. So the quality of your finances, the quality of your systems. And sometimes you have to decide whether it makes sense to mend the garment or whether it makes sense to replace it. And so where that kind of comes in from a financial perspective is whether the things you're doing are working or whether they're not. And so maybe you just need to focus on the debt you have and change your strategies and, you know, work at paying that off. Or, you know, if you're saving, then maybe you need to continue what you're doing, but focus more energy on that. Or maybe the systems and structures you're following, they're not working for you and they're not going to get you where you need to go. And so then maybe you need to redirect, right? Course correction, and look at some new ways of doing things to get you to that point. So there you go. So the next card was mending your finances. All right, what do we got? 10 to 8. Oh my gosh, can't believe how fast this show goes. So I have Johnny Cash coming up, and he's going to belt out Cocaine Blues. So of course he makes the cut for my list because his last name's Cash. Just as simple as that. And then we have community calendar events coming up. So you'll get to hear what's going on in this fabulous, amazing community that we have. And I do have another song coming up after that, I do think. Eddie Money. So these are my two artists that make the cut because of their name. So Eddie Money, Walk on Water. And then I'll be back to say my goodbyes. I have one last money message for you, one other card that I have here. And and that'll pretty much take us to the top of the hour. So here we go. Johnny Cash, Cocaine Blues.
Early one morning while making the round, I took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. I went right home and I went to bed. I stuck at 11:44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed that gun. Took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joints, taking the pills. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Said, yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just to read it to me. Shut her down because she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. They put me on a train and they took me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They slapped my dirty carcass in that county jail. Early next morning, about 9:30, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. Hot Danny coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, come on, you dirty hack, into that district court. Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was handled by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that little judge come as to look about. In about 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me. The judge, he smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget today I shut that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be.
These men have receptions, Matlock, A50632, and Bat Shelter, A39879. They have receptions.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Here is the 88.7 Cove FM Community Calendar.
Cove FM's Community Calendar is brought to you by Bay Equipment Rentals.
On Sunday, February 11th, a variety show is at the 40s Community Center, 1787 40s Road in New Ross, from 1:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. The admission is $5, and it's featuring a country jam with Tammy Adams, Cy and the Guys, and Just for Fun Valley Style. A canteen is available, it's wheelchair accessible, and for more information, call 902-689-2000.
If you have a community event that you would like included in the Cove FM community calendar, please send the details to info@covefm.com.
Bay Equipment Rentals is your source for all your scaffolding needs. They feature top-of-the-line equipment and the ability to deliver anywhere inside the HRM. Bay Rentals is your go-to location for anything scaffolding. They also carry a full line of pressure washer products and have four locations to serve you: Lower Sackville, Cole Harbor, Elmsdale, and at 14 Sunny's Road in Tantallon. Call them at 902-826-7000 or visit online at bayrentals.ca.
Hubbard's Radio Society would like to thank Chairs Limited for their support of Cove FM. Chairs Limited is Canada's leading manufacturer of custom-built ergonomic office chairs, built right here in Nova Scotia. For a complete line of chairs and ergonomic accessories, you can visit them at 10 Ilsley Avenue in Burnside or their website at chairslimited.com.
I've got 90,000...
Sorry about that. Little I touched the wrong button. So don't worry, the show's not over yet. That was my ending song. And it's like, no, I don't want you to play yet. Actually, I had another song playing there, but I'm going to play it at the end because we're coming up to the top of the hour. And I did have a couple of things that I wanted to share before we did that. Okay, so just kind of going back to what we were talking about with the theme of the show, which didn't have a theme when we started, but now does because I picked a card and we threw a theme in there. So basically, the bottom line is pay attention to your finances, right? Sometimes we get very complacent and we just kind of drift along and we don't really, you know, kind of step back and look at things and figure out, are we on the right track? Is the track, you know, are we on the quickest course of getting from A to B? You know, what can we do to get there? And so that was the second card that I just shared there, the mending. So I want to pull one other card just before I ended things off and played our last couple of songs for the night. And I have one more left here. So let's see what it says. So the third card is co-create. And so this is a picture of there's a cheetah sitting up on a kind of a high perch, and we got a little owl perched there, and two very different animals, obviously. And the owl looks a little bit of a risk there because the cheetah is up above it and could pretty much devour the owl pretty quickly. So the co-create card is all about understanding that you don't have to do things on your own. And so this is really great for finances because we do get... finances are one of those places where we don't really want to talk about it. I mean, it's hard enough to talk about our finances with ourselves and our spouse or, you know, significant other, you know, parents, depending on your age. But it's really hard to talk to, you know, other people and certainly strangers and people that you don't know. And that's really why I started doing this show over a year ago, was to get us talking about money. It's why I have a Dr. Debt Facebook page and, you know, Twitter account and blog site. Is because I want to talk about money and finances and credit and debt and just put it out there. So really what this says is look for ways to work with other people. And so whether that is someone in your life or whether it's a third party, but a lot of opportunities arise when you kind of step out of the box and you get ideas from different people, and it can kind of take you in new directions. And that can be really important if you're in a situation where you're kind of tired of looking at it. So there you go. That's what I wanted to share. So we've got just a few minutes to the hour. My time is up. I've got to vacate the studio because we do have another show following mine. So we have 80s at 8 with Lash LaRue. And so definitely keep your dials on 88.7 for that. And now I'm going to send you out with Monty Python's Flying Circus Money Song, as I do every week. And I put Eddie Money Walk on Water after that. And then the 80s at 8 will be playing. So have a great week, everyone. And I hope that I hope it is payday for some of you today or tomorrow. Hope that you have a fantastic weekend. And just have a great one. Happy, healthy finances. I'll be back next week to share some more tips and techniques with you.
I've got 90,000 pounds in my pajamas. I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I've got lots of lovely lira, now the Deutschmark's getting dearer, and my dollar bills would buy the Brooklyn Bridge. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a splash. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money.
Money, money, money.
There is nothing like a newly minted pound.
Money, money, money.
Everyone must hanker for the butchness of a banker. It's accountancy that wakes the world around. You can keep your Marxist ways, but it's only just a phrase. For it's money, money, money makes the world go round.